96.3 WHUR fans, I got one for you. Nina Brown. You know, sometimes I really wish my creative people that are into crime would really use their brains and intellect and creativity for something legal so that they can stay out of jail. I know they can make a lot of money, but, you know, the legal side doesn't seem like it takes as, you know, it's not as fast. So, you know, a lot of these criminals come up with these schemes, and I just want to point one out for you, Nina Brown. Are you sitting down, DMV?
I am.
All right. There is an attorney general in Florida, in Polk County, and the sheriff have just announced the takedown, listen to this, of a multi-million dollar Walmart theft operation that spanned multiple states. Now, guess what they were doing? Y'all ain't gonna believe this. The crime spree cost Walmart $3.6 million in losses. Now, here's what they did. Tell me how ingenious this is. They bought very expensive televisions from Walmart for cash. And then they would take the boxes home, swap out the TV in a box, put another old cheap TV in the box, and return it to the store to get the cash back. They would turn around and then sell the TVs that they took out of the box, and they get cash for the other TVs. Here's the thing. Between August of 2019 and March of 2020, they uncovered $300,000 in losses nationwide. They hit stores in 39 different counties.
Wow.
Costing over $175,000 in lost revenue from taxes to the state. Now, one guy figured it out because when they took the TV out the box, they realized the serial number didn't match the one that was in the box with the one on the outside of the box.
Wow.
And that's how they eventually got caught.
3 years
later. Is this not crazy? Think about that, Nina. Think about that. That is nuts. $3.6 million over 6 years by going to Walmart, buying expensive televisions, taking them out the box, putting the cheap television back in the box, and then returning it and getting their money back. How crazy is that?
That is so crazy and creative at the same time.
At the same damn time. They were like, these aren't shoplifters. These are petty criminals right here. They've arrested two of the people. One of the guys they were looking for actually passed away. There's like three other people that are still at large. They're all from the same state. They all know who they are. And they going after them. Now, listen, if you had that kind of idea, can't you think of something legal, folks? I'm just saying.
But be honest, though, Franksky. How many times have you bought something out the barbershop from the bootleg man? Because that's basically what they're doing with these TVs. They're taking them to the barbershop and bootlegging them.
I used to do that. Then I realized that bringing stolen stuff in my house was really cursing my house. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was really bringing, because I know it's stolen. You know what I mean? They bringing a curse to my house. So
I'm still going to buy it from the bootlegger, okay? Listen. That's between you and God where you got it from. But if I need it, if you sound it to me, I'm going to buy it fair and square.
You just
going to
say, I don't want to know where it came from, right?
Exactly.
Don't tell me nothing. Just plug it in, make sure it works. I hear you.
Okay.
All right, speaking of which.
I need a PS5 right now.
For all my religious folk that don't buy bootleg stuff, I got your inspirational vitamin coming up next on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.